certain frequency of all the material. And I try to interpret the material, and I do that as I repeat my practice to interpret the force, particularly metals which we mentioned. I mean, simply to read between the lines, reconstruct the event, the world, the whole background, the background of the event. The mentality of the people who acted out on the destiny, which the Bible portrays. And of course, the Giver is a very simple book and a very profound book. A simple book, but the book of the past. Whoever understands Hebrew can read the Giver and ask, not to ask any questions, without asking any questions. On the other hand, the Giver is a very difficult, extremely difficult book. If it is not the book of the past, but the book of the present and of the future. It's a book telling us about human nature and Jewish destiny in the diaspora, in the diaspora. It has also sent a letter to the Sanhedrin, the time has been submitted. The two words, and things, just two words. He's really the devil. Commit the story to the writing for generations to come. It means the book has a permanent value, not only as a name. It recorded history, but as the book of the Jewish destiny. I've spoken many times about it, but I want to tell you now that I am out of breath at the moment. Whatever I'm going to say tonight, I haven't said it before. In general, I don't usually much practice. I refrain from repeating. I don't generally say, I don't plagiarize myself. People plagiarize me, it's correct. But I don't plagiarize myself. Perhaps some paradigm or some idea of the whole approach. And I'll have it pressed out tonight. Next Saturday night in Newport, God willing. But tonight, I will deal with the first part of the review, which is the most difficult one. The first part of the beginning is the most difficult one. Certain chapters, you don't know why they were here and why they were recorded before. And to deal with Yosef HaShoeres and his government, almost the section of Esther to deal with non-Jews. We get accused by Yibi Mira HaShoeres. A rabbi said, Kol Mokim Shenema Rayi, Bimei, Eine Amishen Tah. Whatever the Bible speaks, I need to be made, when it happens, it occurs during the time of Ahasuerus, or I need to be made, I'm Rokho Malach Shinoch. Wherever the word I need, it means disaster, threatened, and people were mixed through a tragic experience. Something tragic in the previous experience. Why? Because the word right here doesn't mean it was. The word right here means it happened. Because by him we are a church of our government, it happened, all that, we give it to you, by him we are a church, all that I'm going to tell to narrate, the whole story which I'm going to narrate, happened. Because of Ahasuerus was a king. But somebody else would be in the king, nothing would have happened to them. None of the events, the tragic events, comical events, combination of tragedy and comic, all those events would have never occurred if someone else were not the Hashem. The Hashem is I'm going to tell you a very strange story, not a strange story, but the repent, a Moscow repent story, is in youth to the Hashem, to his character, particularly called his fault. Now let me see, I mean, I want to count, you know, how many folks did he have? How many folks did Ahasuerus have? He had more tickets in the Hebrew, among the Chazal came in a ticket, one number of the Rakochamayim. And Chazal to Emes, when they speak about the Rakochamayim, the Rakochamayim is only the regard, the problem of the two celebrations, celebrations for the princes and the heads of the provinces, and the celebration for the population of Shishi Abila. Roman Donald said that he didn't arrange the problem. But then on, the word he said, what did he do to mean is always poor, it means, I mean, he can make it many smaller things. And he has been many negative causes. Basically, he was a well-meaning guy. Yes, but somehow, everything went wrong. But just by him, I tried to control the wind. I tried to control the wind. Look at him. First of all, what would you say? What was his basic fault? The most obvious, the most conspicuous fault, I mean, which is responsible for the whole story. No, this is very clear. He was an exhibition. Exhibition. He was simply both in the drag, for the show off, they say, show off. Your goal, the song, to say, I'm not saying I got out of the private person, hate, exhibition, people there, both. Not only in the boat about things which never happened. But I'm not boasting a liar. But even in the boat about things which did take place. And I don't like much people talk about themselves. I don't like people who don't talk about themselves. Some people tell legends about themselves. Those people are of course, the soul can be the falsest place. It's a false place. Exhibition is vanity. But being present speaks about himself. Vanity plus insecurity. Still present is not happy to a lot of. But the great man, he knows his own existence. And the person is insecure. So here comes the falsehood. His own self-awareness. By boasting, bragging, and telling people stories, what they accomplished. But both there is a lack of humility and a lack of thoughtfulness. But however, in the case of Ahasuerus, it was not only a position in them, which simply was because almost a disaster, almost a holocaust. Yes, all that the plan to do in the universe was a holocaust. He planned a holocaust. But his exhibition even showed something else. It was indicative of poor judgment. Here, the ugly wanted to impress the people. This is greatness, riches, this is magic. This is a show which is a mixture of Torah, other things, Torah, and other apostles, Torah, beautiful Torah. The first one, right, the relation, which only the head of the province of the vessel, and the official one, the high caliber, the highest caliber, not invited. Which was a very long season. I'm not making it over half a year. But in order to impress them, he told them to come to Shushan Avila, not to impress them with his riches, but of course with his might. So, you know, the same you can find it in Russia, first of May, Montalena, where the new attempt with Nichols. So I think the Nichols can inspire fear, but to show riches on him, riches, jewelry, gold, silver, even in confidence, people are impressed by the fact that he is a Hashemesh, was a rich man, but he does not generate good will. He wants to talk to their world. Good will and the contrary. He says in gender, envy, knowledge, and envy, and enmity is a matter of fact. He should not want to venture somebody, to be modest. To know somebody, to not promote friendship and understanding. He can tribulate people rather than win. Yeah. He was also, Hashem was also very, he was very bold. He was a very bold also. Quick stand up, and he fluctuated in the lab. What is it? So he actually was big stand up, and even the king who could commit crimes, I mean, endless crimes, many crimes, and then be sorry for the crime, but not to the best, but be sorry for the crime, and the next day I'm going to commit another crime. This in history, it is known generally, because of a lot of history, is under terrorism. It's such a crime. He used to commit a crime, he used to poison the guest of him, which who he invited for a meal, and then he go into the room and cry, so they repented, and go out and poison him off. Ahasuerus is more or less belongs to the Christ. Very poor. Another effect would be more than beautiful about him. Borak is stained with human having. He killed his, executed his wife, because the friend of his advised him to do so, the Muhammad. And you know, and later, Orakiyavi Bishwishte, he killed him, because Esther advised him to do so. So the reward, very much of volatility. However, what he most of it, the trait which is most of the name is his vulgarity. And that is his vulgarity that he brought about the whole drama. The reason is question, which is to be raised. If you read the first chapter in the Gilbert Festival, it's from the first lesson 180 days. So the very important thing, because all the high officials, the governors of the provinces, the heads of government, the princes, I mean, the very white, the whole aristocracy, the upper layer of social society was invited for this long feast of 180 days. And yet, it did not occur to him to invite Vashti to appear before the guest to show off, I mean, her beauty, her good look. Apparently, he said, I may say, they sacred my children. He showed the riches of his glory to them. But he brought the servants to offer. And he did. And the beauty of his excellent majesty, many days, but he did not want to conclude, I mean, the celebration. His appearance of Ashton. This request, not the third, this order was issued by him at the second. And also, I'm not a minister, Corona means in Shushan Abdul. Second population was for the population of Shushan Abdul. So everyone okay. Not only the people who are members of the society, the Corona means to be Shushan Abdul, what is that proper? Everyone, every resident of Shushan Abdul, they wasn't like it, or because now even the Jews were like it. 12,000 Jews participated in that celebration. We call it a big, week-long celebration. And these celebrations are only, it appeared to him in right last week. Master refused to go. He got angry. And he was sitting there. I think his name was created for another queen. The queen of Ashoka, the Vesta. And so, I mean, yeah, how the parents are doing. How do we even leave that to the main, to the main drama? And Esther had to confront the fourth enemy. And I didn't just have a depressed relation. It didn't affect it. But the second man, that relation was a much longer one, and a more elaborate affair. And there was more, and he actually did everything he had on his way, all his riches. That means they say something more good than it is. God tells you nothing. You know, that was made my thing. As far as the second celebration is concerned, for sure, there is nothing is mentioned about the exhibiting. Expression. Object. Being. Or exhausted. He gave a meal. A meal. He invited everybody, I mean, for a feast. And by him, I see to say with a lot of value. Although we will be coming, I assume that he was drunk at the first celebration to London. We got all out of it, but it's impossible to think. It's an impossibility not to get drunk. But still, I mean, this vulgar act, it did not come. Then, the second celebration, the struggle that he may speak to deal with a lot of young, in the wrong going out, he was married to the white angel. But anyway, it was nothing. He was under the weather. So suddenly the champion, this strange idea, the white lady should appear before. Why is the army that's going to Ethiopia? Interesting. Where is the army that's going to Ethiopia? To no army anymore. Why is it wrong? That should be fishing a few in Ethiopia. I mean, that's going to participate in the not in the second. Well, the army that's going to say, apparently, invited him to stay on and to participate in the feast which he gave him to the population of Shushan. So he was not interested in the population of Shushan to find out that the queen is beautiful. But he was not interested. Apparently, the population of Shushan knew that. Well, there was no harmony, no harmony. There was no need to invite her. But he wanted the governors of the provinces who came from all four corners of the far-flung empire, of the tremendous empire, to come into our nation. So why didn't he invite her at the first team? At the first team? First thing. Only by the industry. As a matter of fact, I believe the answer is very simple. Psychological answer, I don't believe this is true. But as well as, according to our tradition, the world is following you, the world is, he was not a world stock. He was not a member of the aristocracy. He was a plebeian. And he was, as a matter of fact, according to the agreement, he worked in the stable process from the Nebuchadnezzar. And Vashti was the general. And when he sent an invitation to an application, we should order him there. We should have the permission, the seven chamberlains, to bring her, to get the marble, and she refused. He sent a note. I would drive. I mean, the boy is was busy in the office. Abu, the grandfather, saying it was 8,000 with the bowels of whiskey. The little garbage, they never got them out. The out, and you shut it, you drink a few, we love it. We got them out. You see it from the Gemara of Israel. I used to have not made it, I didn't know. I was angry, not so much for the refusal, but for the insult. I was right. You want to you see from it, I mean, not to the right, but in conclusion, that he was not an aristocrat, but a parliamentarian, he was rich. He worked, according to our tradition, he worked in the stables of the Babylonian king. He was a hermit. Yes. He was one of the back in the stables of the author, of Satan. He was a king. But you remember how good. However, probably when the people were there, and the king of men, they would become the emperor of the vast empire of this. However, when he ascended his throne, he made an effort not to destroy his natural garden. He tried to be polite, careful. However, only the poverty and the worries. He acted like an aristocrat as long as he's in the company of another man. He's not himself. Not himself. Men can adapt. The very instant he finds himself in the company of his old friend, so that he is bringing past years in a new man of power, he loses immediately his veneer and the old vulgar of the DM comes to the surface. It's only like that. It's almost a rule. As long as I was really she went to the company, I can talk to the story and finish the follow. Probably is a high weather. People are aristocrats, the governors of provinces, kings, deputies, king, the royalty was the company of royalty. The company of nobility, he did not dare to engage in such abominable practices. And I think Vashti should have dealt with it. But the instructions he addressed to Vashti, to his queen that appeared before the Dover crowd of Bronca. However, during the week of 15, for the crowd, for the masses of people, for the population, so he tells us he's in the right place. His old friend, the people who want to be disabled to visit him, to the heart of him. That's why he told him he rose to power, I got to promote it to all his old friends. During the week of 15, with the mother Shushan, the older Hashira, the people were real awaiting. And he put on his show on there. Of course, such a mood of vulgarity may precipitate any kind of action. Because then the inner controls of the human being become numb and the brutal man comes to the surface. This is the same thing. I am a machine, was not a table in America, but he's why? Because he felt out of place. The great emperor, who is the world of the men of war, millions of people, who actually rule the vast empire, the empire, that all the forget it, Persia, The same is true of Stalin, the same. Stalin wasn't company of intellectuals, so far as they let my children. The same, you know, and this is the same thing is true of Hitler. That's true of Hitler. So all here is a talent, hater man, the whole day, you know, a big one, and then a vast empire. The strongest empire in the world, the fairest one, the strongest empire in the world, there. But he could not see himself in the company of writers, lecturers, sophisticated people. But he felt he was a yard. He couldn't write it, he's in German. His main cast is not, cannot well, say. When was the editor? That's why, I mean, he killed many of them. He got killed many of them. Found them. He hated people who were superior. I mean, he knew that. He's down in the avenue. But he knows nothing. Fine. He's just a dictator, a tyrant, murderer, a killer. So in company of people who he considered superior to him, he never said it, but he told them superior to him. He felt uncomfortable. So why should he tolerate the resistance to the children? So, he was not a fair. He gave me that little by 9 years old and the power of his power. His car was in before, just to get the authority of protocol, and then to get to be watched, to be observed, people speak a different language, discuss different topics. This happened that night, then they left, the world is found in so proud of it. So today we are not by doing that what we think, but we're good. And there was the old Mahashir, all out there. The stable boy of the world. During the time of the Mahashir. What is that? Of course, what is the Hashemish forget? They were not for you. They made a mistake. What did he forget? He forgot. At all, I mean, we knew that. We knew expected last people to cooperate, collaborate. Otherwise, we'd have never sent the order. What did he made a mistake? That's a yes. First of all, we made a mistake that Vashti was a queen. She was a queen. Particularly, he did not grasp the meaning of human dignity. In general, and the dignity of the human in particular. If you read the Megillah text, I mean, just the word, you feel how the Megillah read Achashverosh, this contempt and disdain. And in a swing to table, the Mela Bayoi, there's so much sarcasm in the word, so much sarcasm in the word. All our rulers, this is a reino, the hobby of Master Malka. We give it very strange, we give it the same. We show up, give us a position, we have never, we will back it, Master Malka. Malka, no name is the Mela Pastor, we will back it, it's not a no. The hobby, I mean, it's not a good to go. And we're not clear, like a sheriff. The hobby is Master Malka. But when you are out of Bashti, love it. But you are not out of Bashti, love it. Love it, it's not a man of Hashem, Yaga, so it is. She didn't resent the respect of faith, but the way it was oppressed. He could have asked a question. We are giving all of these permissions to the general to the seven policemen to bring the queen. Atmoyim al kubashti nomei, Zubar HaMelech, Zubar HaMelech, Zubar HaMelech, Zubar HaMelech, Zubar HaMelech, Zubar HaMelech, Zubar Сказал он Раби Ремаре, что на кого тебе чтобы они нашли его в интродюсе. In order to emphasize the contrast between the Yema Shvi, the way Jew understands, and the Yema Shvi, the way Belgian understands, the pagan. The rule which was assigned the seventh day by the Jew is perhaps completely different. And the role with the Belgian or the pagan society used to ascribe tribute to the seventh day. But the seventh day for the Jew, what is the seventh day for the Jew? By Walker Kim and Kim and Shri, by Kanishi. God bless him, the seventh day. Following. Not the day of Shishim. Not the day of Shishim, but the day of Tonkin. Permissible. We are broken and pushed. But however, but I'm speaking just now, I'm speaking just about the seventh and the longer. But let me speak about the seventh or the eighth day when the seventh or the eighth day conclude a period of feasting. The way the case was in Ahasuerus. You know what is my name? On the seventh day, when feasting reaches the pinnacle, when the joy is great, the merriment and the gaiety are overwhelming. So what is it to the Jew? The name actually has seventh for the seventh. What a friend has a big day of drinking and feasting. The guy also, the seventh day, even from the Rabbi Yoel. Should actually know. I mean, in the same practice, the week Yahash Hedas again. Or no? You give your seventh day of Pita, it's a great holiday. All they are feasting, drinking wine. But the Yem Ashvi, at first, is the day of Abstention. The feast that you celebrate the 6 days, that. The seventh day is the day of abstention. At seventh by the Shemot. Since Sukkot, certainly, in there, it has to be a gay holiday. Gay holiday. So, Sukkot, I believe, you need to simply be in the picket three times. Smachter shall give me Shemot Yomim. Smachter ben Agecho. When you say after me, three times. You remember that? If everything is gathered in, the year was prosperous, the crop is abundant, everybody has been sure, I mean, every Jew was certain about the next year that we will not have to suffer starvation, hunger. You have everything which he wanted to give his eye for. Which is hard as ours, but alright, he has the right to feast, to drink wine, and to dance, everything. Well, it comes to him as minute, on the day, on which you say, the big farewell to the holiday, how do you big farewell? By being in a state of drunkenness, being drunk, it's up to heaven. Or you big world of the holiday, it's different, sir. At seventh for the shepherd. At seventh for the shepherd. This is for the Jew. When the feasting reaches its apex, he finds himself in the presence of God. The seventh or the eighth day on which the celebration attains the finale are called Atzeret and Atzeret Hashem Rekecha. A day of refrain, of complete dedication to God. The great idea of Tzvi Hashem is achieved on the seventh day. What was it for the Hashem? What was the seventh day for Hashem? For the Belgians, no such human dignity, the abolition of all standards of decency. In a world when the heart is married in wine, the king cherishes an undignified, poor person. His own world, his humility is lost. What he wants the pastor to do is not simply for the end of the community. He was almost in unit. How is it possible, I would like to ask you, how is it possible actually to have a combination of two with the mutually exclusive state of mind combined on the seventh day according to your habits? You feed, you eat, and you drink wine. The seventh day of the day, the fourth of one brings the angry stomach of our enemies, makes the heart merry. And yet, we free ourselves. A pair of the show kept up. How is it possible? That is just a parenthetical remark. How is it possible to combine three o'clock, two opposite ideas into one extreme? I mean, the Torah did not tell us on the seventh day, yes, that, yes, the seventh day. Not abstention from the law, but abstention from the word. And not abstention means artistic. The law is more than that. Abstention from pride, abstention from vulgarity, but this combination is typically Jewish. Eating is important. I mean, you can feast, you can rejoice, you can be gay and merry, and at the same time, you have a shame like him. And be in the presence of God, or at the same time feel that God is in my proximity, very near me, He's very close. I don't even know how to talk about it. Last year, as the secret lie in the Jewish context of Sweden. Jews have developed a very strange concept of Sweden. Not Sweden. Some kind of dollar a day, a meal. It's a very strange institution. In the habit. A meal something. I mean, the meal is not just eating, of course, it's eating food. Without it, you are hungry. It's not repeating. The meal is a habit. Travels into one. Into a symposium. Into a daily debate. Called Shulchan. The son of the Rebellion of Ochun is Shulchan Lincoln. It's a Jewish idea. In my opinion, the Greeks have stolen the idea from us. In my opinion. The Greeks stole the symposium. Number one, if you cannot sit down and eat a meal and don't get that food and walk away. No. You need a friend who should eat a meal with him. And during the meal, we want to talk about that excess of humans and inflation and recession and depression. But be right there. Be right there. So the meal is not the problem. The meal is just a meal for which two people are there. So when two people join each other, find communication, inner communication. This is number one. The myriad of steps is on a part of the world. Amen. What? No. A Jew never eats alone. He invites somebody else to go there. After that day, I'll go to my shepherd. To eat alone? The animal eats alone. Have you ever seen animals eating together? So I have to find them. So people eat together. And together means the mother fellows who cannot afford to buy the same meal as I. But it is a person who cannot afford to buy the same meal as I. It's a master of a gecko. I do a new for him. Father of us. I'm a fellow of a gecko. I just said, I'll go to my son. It's not up to the standard, it's up to the one hand to the innocent person. On the other hand, the guy tells him for a happiness to him. We are right if we say, well, how can we play on this emotion? So there's nothing to be ashamed of. It makes us to be ashamed of it. The story lives after eating the public. It's shameful. It's abusive. Because it's the end anyway. We are on the contrary. The bigger the crowd, about altruism, are feeding the public. It's painful. It's abusive. Because it's the end angle of the public. We are on the contrary. The bigger the crowd, the more elevated the city. Because if it is one person each, what does he say? That person is alone. Then three people in, or rather they summon each other, to join the country. 10 people in, is a veterinarian. 100 people are going to the morning, the city is quiet, 1,000 people here to the community. The bigger the crowd, the more exalted the meal. The crowd are here to tell the opposite. The bigger the crowd, the more vulgar the crowd. Okay. The bigger the power, the more poor the people became. This is the Hashi. The review has told us a story about Hashverus later, about the society which is completely remote from us, but the theory emphasizes the role of the seventh. The seventh in Judaism and the seventh in paganism. Jews and me eat together, we share the same meal, this can be mixed for the mixture of the gospel. They tell, they perform the meal in the symposium, in the debate. They are about mixed for mixture of the gospel. And when they live in the pagans, Shemich with the Shishim, Maskir and the Tavoy, they become vulgar. Permissive. Anyway, if you pass this money, then I will pass this. Another told us that the background, what happened? Because during the New Year, there was a conflict between the Persians and the people of Amoda. Persians said the Persian women are the most beautiful. And the Modai, the Matin, the Matin who give it up, the most beautiful. So Hashem said, now those are all of them are ugly. Beautiful is only by the wife. If you want to see her, so I'll throw up a car. That's a limit. Now you want it. However, there is no question. But now it's not a problem. One question comes to mind. Why was it necessary to tell us about the whole universe? That's all the beginning of Kishkakidis. The power of this channel, Kishkakidis. Each word is a separate meaning. Each word is important. So, it is all the beginning of the prayer in few sentences. Hashverus invited Vashti to appear before his guest. She refused. She was executed. And he chose another queen. The new queen happened to be Esther. And then, the Yahra Zor made a Gidlata of Hashverus. Why does it tell us in detail about the meal, the celebration, and particularly about the Wuhan speech? You know the Mughal here in Dramanaka, the Mughal speech, he advised Hashverus to execute Vashti and to send the famous letter. Why was it Eine Stunde. Die Story von dem Zettel, die Lorde, der Sprung auf der Strange Welt, das extra bekannt Queen erlebt. Aber ich, du dürfte mir die Vordergrund nicht zu verletzen. However, there was no need to tell us the whole story of Kashi, like a refusal and a confusion. All the beginner had to do was to mention that the Ahasuerus of order. Mary Esther is, she was not executed, Vashti for her refusal to comply with the order of the issue. That's all. Moreover, it is so for enigmatic who violated the intention to recall the suggestion of the Mukhon concerning the privileged position of the male in the household. Why was it necessary? Why was it necessary to tell us about the whole story from the practice of the world? To see at least the celebration. For the celebration, he got wrong. There is a quote in reference. He got wrong. He invited Vashti. Vashti refused. She was executed. Very good. So what they make is, please, the family Esther was told. All right. And okay. That's all. The story about the book of the whole thing is the real of it. And it really begins with it. The whole empire is about to collapse the family because, production is not the way in the air, the whole world of the church of the world, and even then the marvelous of the story, what are the things that are never society doing again? I mean, there is the existence of the empire is because the remnants of the women will destroy the empire. They will make slaves of the husbands will become the slaves and they will become the mistress. So why would there absolutely no direct impact upon the whole story? Because this is the problem. The reason the way it is the Hashmir is sent out is interesting is the Gemara has a question. The Gemara doesn't have a question, but the Gemara is. So the mind of Barone or Rabbi. When the Rabbi Barkare, the more in Israel is for the Shemit, she gets her Shemit is the Yiddish to each tradition by the Hashmir at the suggestion of the Nuh. Means for this heroism. If those letters had not been sent out, all Protestants, when Steyr, is coming, shall destroy him, so had the power. So all Jews would have been exterminated. The fact that Mordechai and Esther succeeded in saving the people, the Jewish race, is due to this, to those acts, those letters, or the instructions, which were sent out by Ahasuerus as the advisor to this, are up to do. We don't understand what it is. We want it to analyze. The way that it was sent to all provinces in the South Slavic Persian Empire, that the women should give honor to their husband, and that the men bear rule in his own house, to work at best. Only needed to have issued orders pertaining to a matter which cannot be determined or regulated by any legislation. And this is a relationship to husband and wife. All depends who rules the house does not depend upon the Ahasuerus. It depends upon the subject of the wife. All depends upon the character of the husband. And get that wife. If the husband is the male strong-willed person and master personality, he will rule the house anyway without the support.
now commanding the master who should dominate her husband regardless of the fact that the royal decree forbade the subordination of the new king. Who talk? No one who cares. No piece of legislation is capable of regulating the intimate relationship which prevails one of the wife. I'm not joking. The Ashkochen in the Hashmiris, the Ashkochen in the Hashmiris, to issue the most ridiculous order, which undermined his prestige in the eyes of the people. The latter was facing him as a responsible leader who looked at him in discontent. That's what the Ashkochen wanted. Before the whole army unfolded, before Haman became prime minister, before Haman was the commander of Ahasuerus' extermination of the Jews, and before Esther and Mordechai, were involved, Esther was the private person at that time. The Ashkochen already was preparing the next of the day. He was planning how to bring about the miracle.
The day of execution was
warum beim Tier nicht. Du kannst nur was promoten. Of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Correct? Now, in other words, the execution of the edict was postponed, delayed, for 11 full months. So the reason the 13th at least, the day of execution was postponed until the 13th of the next year. It means 11 months. So Hazal didn't understand. So why did the enemy wait? Why did he wait? He is the king commander there. The Jews, I mean, there are not enemies of him. You see, if you read in the Q&A, you see it was not just, but the Jews are not surrounded by enemies, by ruthless, bloodthirsty enemies.
Before the 13th of Adar arrived.
being examined. What paper? As a matter of fact, that's exactly this possibility. This possibility frightens all of us. I'll show you what I'm saying. The possibility that the pogroms will take place ahead of the appointed date. That's what frightens him, and that's what is happening. Because about the conversation between Mordechai and Esther, through Achzor, I mean, there is something enigmatic, I mean, strange, about Mordechai's position, standing. To many things, he is allowing message to her and demanded from her that she immediately appear before the king and make supplication for her brother. There was something which he was afraid of. At first, where we do not understand why Mordechai indignantly rejected Esther's suggestion to wait until the king will call her. Esther never refused to go. Esther never refused to go. She never said, I don't know my dead friend at all. The Jews, the poor Jews, find the queen and I'll be safe. Never said it. Mordechai accused her.
Because no one else could have appealed to the king, not she.
first of all, probably gave Mordechai a substantive proposition, namely, that since the implementation of the royal edict still follows, 11 months, it would be advisable not to take any action right now, to wait for Ahasuerus to summon her, and she expected the summons to come in the first couple of months. Which Esther knew was long overdue, and only then to present a petition to Ahasuerus. Of course, it's a question. Why did Mordechai reject? This is exactly what Esther told me at all. Originally, Israel was under the feeling of the Lord. and our revival. Is this the truth that they thought? Who can guarantee that this it is proper what when who can guarantee that this it was placed properly? And that both of them, the emperor and his client and the Mukhon and Haman are sane and know what they are doing. They had doubts about the sanity of Ahasuerus. So who claimed to have been a doubt in them? The Hebrew person. Well, we need for this year. Undaba Kachina. They have implanted the doubt upon the mind. The doubt concerning the sanity of Ahasuerus. Perhaps they thought the whole story they hope and will be later be punished for the honor. Hence all the hate and all the hate monger, eager and killer decided not to have me to wait to take an attitude of weighing. They are very afraid if they are killed today to found in honor whoever killed in June should be able to kill. Who inspired them in them? The English version. To test the validity, in fact, test the validity and the genuineness of the order. If there will be no change in the order, I have doubt it's not being, then they can do the job quietly. And this I want to know it that way. You know who is that one like that. Rashi. Yeah. Oh, my Rabbi Barkana is more eager to machine it. When the style of it financially is more than the point. So Rashi says, she will you be married with all from the Mr. Samara to the Dandy Jabba. I mean, like sooner. Be going to only when you must see him, how gay man you are. I will not do him to you, to see him or you, to have a to say. I could forget. That's why I didn't give a talk about Higgins for Shane. Higgins for Shane is made the enemy, kings of the Jews. The whole empire postponed the implementation and execution of the order. Until the 13th of Adar. In the meantime, the emperor and the chief intervened and the king changed the order. Something like that. We read in the beginning of Ahara Kolomoyer, speaking in Japan of the Bible, to see Hamas Amara, Ahasuerus, Zohar's Vashti, Berit Asher, Sosso, Ik was een nichter van wel, maar die moet wel de middag de chance op een wachtje van middag door het toerist in het wagen hebben van kinderen. Dat was het meest in. Hij gaat het woord in mijn leven, en hij gaat het woord in mijn leven. Echter, zo zien we dat. Dus hier de raad van de kinderen was. Ze zei dit, hij is waar gezorgd. Je remembert het af. And what she had done, and what was decreed against her. And he was very bad, that was good one. The question I did, what does it mean, the decrees against her fasting? It actually was the king's death of Christ. And then, that's the last, when the king remembered, when did he remember fasting? When did the remember last even his wrath and surprise in heaven? No, why was he angry? Because of the incident. His wrath and surprise. It doesn't mean that he was surprising after wrath. I mean, he forgot last year the whole story. So Hamas. This is the Hikishi Hamas 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 Hamas. What did he remember? There's no chance to forget. What did he remember? Where did he see the king of London? How could he put it there? He just said, let us just analyze the word. The Sheikh Hadat al-Melech HaKashverit, Zohar al-Pashti, after the wrath of the king, was silent, he remembered Pashti. What she did in the book had to do her. He had no opportunity to forget it. He was angry. The one is angry, he said, well, he's apparently aware of that. Has nothing happened? Transpired? The words are an example. There is one answer. What is the answer for? Jesus. 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 She had a number of words. What is the answer? She had a number of words. Forget. Now, yesterday he was still angry. He's not angry anymore. Why? When you talk about it, I understand. But when you talk about it, oh, yes, one of kings, many years, the prophets and themselves, I give the creation of Havini. That's how you understand. But when you talk about it, you say, I'm a photographer, we are playing, with the condition. It's not good, not analytic. I would suggest that one absorbing designation is called the problem. When one word is admitted, the medieval Latin word is, given the light of our intelligence, Zohar es Pashti le table. Usually in Hebrew, the word Zohar means only table. That's why the Gemara says about Hashone, you don't see Pigdini. Because Pigdini, many times, are used in a negative way. So while the Shem is close, the Pachor, it mostly is used in favor of the person of whom one recalls or remembers. A year has a very more ill, the Sheikh Hamas Amelech, Zohar is masculine. And what was it our first name? So, the Sheikh Hamas Amelech Hashverosh. After the ire of the king subsided, he began to think favorably of him. He suddenly began to brood and doubt whether or not he should have punished him. He's so much thrilled. Without any consideration for mitigating circumstances. The only mitigating circumstances which you should have taken into consideration while he set his judgment of our act. He began to repent. No, if Ahasuerus begins to attend, if Ahasuerus never brings it up. It was wrong. Who suggested to him to everything? Who is it? man ist mit dem Stolz und mit dem Fremdenmaßig, der Böse kriegen hat, der Kind hilft, das ist nur was. Und da, ach, ab, wo, wenn ich die Woche nachher schwer ist, also, was du weißt, hat mit, ach, hören Sie sich selbst an. Und da, ach, ab, wo, wenn ich die Woche nachher schwer ist, also, und so, weil ich die Woche nachher schwer ist, also, die kommt mit mir. Schleier gefragt, du kriegst ja den Kommunist, die Garagiere, die sind so, und so.
Yeah, what it?
They lost simply faith, faith and confidence in the Hashiras and his prime minister.
Of the girl prior to her visit in the royal palace to the Megillah
gelecek insan. Ben dedim ki bu kaybettiğini. Bu spor şiliyor mu?
Ne?
Bu kafes ya, çok insan bağlı. Bir üç gidiyor.
O video. Video şey.
Hatta diyor, it's a film.
And the cosmetics apply to the girl. The length of time to which the girls are not submitted to such treatment. The whole story of the primary factor is, it's completely different. It is somehow, as if the viewer was interested to tell us about taking some of the things. About the pagan or geastic life. So why didn't make it so? He didn't make it up, no. How many months ago you were supposed to get amazing? Beautifully known. So what kind of women did you? Shaving a man? Absolutely, some good kind of him. You all still a kind of factor in a pagan or young to permissiveness and orgiastic living. Why is it necessary to tell us about the kicker of the maiden? Hegel, not the concubines, but only the saga. And that the girl who meets the king of all never tells the Hegel what the saga. So how just is all that? And again, give it this little who are finished. I tell you something different. Yes, it is necessary to us. Why did you say it? Why was it necessary? Yeah? Why did you say it? Yeah. In contrast to Jonathan. In order to tell us about Esther, so in a clear description, who did a picture, description of the other girl. The right way is Rakia, the rest of us, Machai, the Mordechai, with this shit over to Master Yema, Egoi, Lisa Melech, Shema Rakulash, Shema Rakulash. The rest of the people, the Mikir prophecy portrays the permissiveness and the sex crazy life of the Persian after society. Who is the king of this earth? This society has lost all standards, complete all standards of decency, of the woman challenging to inanimate female. She had nothing else in her life but simply her role as a member of the opposite sex. It was a immense society. These are Hashverus. These are Hashverus at its head. What he practiced the Hashverus, actually, the Hashverus was white slavery and prostitution of the world calendar of mankind. In such a society, such a domestic society, loses actually the sense of true beauty. Loses the sense of true beauty. And beauty is conceived in terms, involved in terms of vulgarity. And Esther did not belong to them. Esther was not beautiful according to the standards of the Persian, of those pagans who led a permissive life, to a very far from being fair or beautiful. And Esther something else refused to subject herself to all the treatment. So the prisoners, with this head of all. Unless he met a Yina Hegai, Lisa Melech, Shema Hanoshim, a
Reich das Kartell sind wir auch das Erheber. Nehmer in die Welt auf Zimmer. Und ich werde schon für den Tau. Das ist ja schon refused am Leben. Schon refused auch, schon refused das in Ordnung, zum Mittagsau. Das kind of difficult. Because the human being actually, religion was completely on the lost. Erst der Amidische Dogo. Nehmer ist es ja jener, Heger ist nicht anders, immer anders. Sie können helfen, sie können bewegen. Sie gewinnen, sie hätten es mit mir auch. Dort wollen wir alle nach oben und alle. Sie refuse zu rejecten. Auf die Gäste. Und sie sind mit uns auch. Und dann strichen wir. Und ich bin mit Kirche und Kreis in Bitte. And something else, apparently. Und ich gehe auf den Nara, den Nara, Lover, und Nara. Es kommt schon immer in unsere Ruhe. Was ist da kommt schon immer in unsere Ruhe? Prior to the visit, I mean, they used to fulfill every wish and every desire of the girl. Because if the girl is more satisfied, she would be better with it. The woman is stressed, suffering. Esther refused, and it's shut over. But he has the rest of her heart, and it's shut over. And the contrary, she apparently wanted to be rejected by her. She didn't even know what the Ashkoch had in store for her. She wanted to be rejected by her. And it's shut over. To him, it's a Shaina Hegai. My Timo Hegai. But he ordered her. And she couldn't help herself. She was actually afraid. But on her own, she didn't ask her anything. She didn't submit herself to anything. No treatment. No beauty treatment. No all the whatever took place in the big Kaloshim, Esther did not participate. That's still what happened. It's still what happened. Something strange what happened. The Esther should have been rejected immediately. She was not the type. She was not the woman, the beautiful woman which the Russian society wanted to select as queen. She was a different character, a different type. And yet something miraculous happened. Instead of the terror, instead of the addiction of all, she makes a shahima reggae sleep and never seen her anointed. Nevertheless, that Esther makes it plain very for her. She had no beauty, which was the essence of a better woman in Persia. She didn't have this kind of beauty. But she had something which captivated people, and she found favor in the sight of her woman. But the Esther made his place the image of it, that's what Chazal say. Esther, you are cracking. She was not living with him. She was dreaming, foolish. Dreaming. It was a good show, Chesed. She was something within her, which attracted people. What was it? You call it chayim, I don't know. What was it? What is chayim? Come and say, what is chayim? It's always that there is, if you want to find out the meaning, semantics of words in Tanakh, we have to look for another, for a parallel expression. So within what context this particular event occurs in another passage, or in another book. Who was in another person? I don't know whether it was Google doing that and someone else. But that's right. Yes. How does the Torah describe Yeshiv's fame? By ye are the shame of Yeshiv, by ye ish matmiach, by ye to Yeshiv's fame they know. Again, the Lord was in Yeshiv, but this is at the fact. Then he had it in regard to the war, reason for it. By ye are the shemit, they say, by ye them of chesed, by ye them chine, He's both. Feed him and reveal him. Again, the Lord was his chosen. He was prosperous then, and Job found favor on his side of the Lord. He showed that God is a real person. The latter finds favor or shame in the sight of everybody. What is it? Different from distinction to beauty, which is usually a result of a combination of several beautiful factors, external features. Shame comes from within. It flows from the deep recesses of the spiritually invisible personality. Shame is engendered by the presence of God in the human being. It is a reflection of the Shine within man. The symmetry of the body, the compression, the color of the eyes, are irrelevant. The subtle thing is concerned. What is important is the divine in man. And he had the Shemine, and it's the same in heaven. Hence, Joseph found favor in everyone's eyes because God was with him. The same is true of Esther. She found favor with everybody because God was with her. She fascinated. She had impact upon all that her. There was something different about her. She was unique. And now you have said something which is very fun. Finally, Mordechai succeeded in convincing Esther that she should go after the Mordechai king immediately. So what do they propose? First, they made the whole Shalom. Because the king likes Esther, he loves Esther. Esther is beautiful. So the king will not resist. We have Esther spell upon him, and as soon as you'll see her, we enter in inner court, even though he might get angry at me, because it's a violation of the rules, the beautiful rules. But it's a beautiful one. But what is it? Beautiful. There was no boundary, and it was not no boundary. You use a dagger. So, he was here, even though he did not resist. He lost, and he rolled out his scepter, and she'll be safe. So the days are kind of affected. He saw. That was the plan. Mordechai and Esther. She should go to the king, but 90 people out of the honor to enter the court, the queen, inner court, without permission, without being invited, used to be executed. What should the rest of it? Why did Mordechai fight on the court? He didn't want her to commit suicide. Because he had done what, and what did he think is, optimistic, optimistic plan. Because the king will act differently to others. Why? Because he's in love with her. But if he loved the woman, he would not have conquered. And if he's actually regretted, so certainly he forgive the violation of herself. She violated protocol, then he'll hold out the shalit hazor, and she'll be safe. That's all I think. It means Esther simply thought that her beauty will win the battle. And the king's witness, which by the king says, for her beauty. I want you to pay attention to what I say. So what did Esther say? All right, you'll gamble. Of course, I say, but you'll gamble. Gamble, and she realized that what Esther because he just walked his law. He had a finish. The record is. He's law for it. So what does Esther say? The lady says, I said to all the people, the two of them are over here. And you test, all you should test my behalf, my thing. Gracious you. We will send it to our. I am my girlfriend.
Dieses ist hier sein der letzte Fall. Wollen Sie nicht eine letzte Frau? Die Konsequenz ist nur die Table. We can not only for us, it's for the Nigerian community. You don't want to present the head of the world coming. The head of fact here, she should get consecrated, the consecration of one aspect, many of one aspect, to look as beautiful as possible. To go to the Hebrew and have three jobs. You got a beautiful prisoner. To call in the Hebrew, Hebrew was a gentleman, of course. Wenn Sie gehört, für Sie bringen, eines zu schauen, morgen hat das Pressing an, von der Kriegsfrau, für Sie bringen an. Du hast die Welt noch, für Sie dann vor, in der Schicht, in Sackwort, press you fast, for 3 days, and 2 days, fast in der Welt. Wir loben Sie sich kennen. Connection. So weit, können Sie zu Hause testen. She should have concentrated upon one aspect, to be as lonely as possible, as attractive and physical as possible. The gift of 72 an hour is hardly helpful to one's fair looks. Instead of testing the last 3 days, she should have taken care of herself, undergo beauty treatment, and blend the proper diet. In order, I mean, to send it to make an impression upon the king, it's not under joke, it's not under a suicide. You can't understand it. It's your case. However, she has to be honest. Why? What was the logic? She was not a logical thing. She had a judicious judgment of herself, of course, the way she turned up, that we'll discuss. Next time, they should learn how to direct someone. It was masterful. Strategy, grand strategy. Why didn't you understand such a simple truth? Is every girl understand? The girl go out, I mean, with a boy and a date. Wow. And if you should, I mean, the boy would like to write her again. What do you remember that? Her attraction apparently was not due to beauty, but to something else. To inner strength. To the divine charisma there. Seeing which a good set and felt and feel it. Do not know how, but on the contrary, and then. Inner strength is a long path. The inner strength is in hand. And if the beauty is not external, for the person raising the inner strength sees the reality, a certain sense of clue with it, so a certain does no harm. On the contrary, it enhances, it strengthens, it bolsters the inner strength. And after all, to receive beauty treatment, she will be futile. She can simply defeat her adversary, defeat the tyrant, only by displaying her inner strength, which was within her. The inner strength was strengthened and was focused and enhanced by a long test and with a cycle of few sounds. Can you give Roma the punish? And how is the more of a beautiful rational, but coming by yet Hedish, by Yemash Nishi, by Tilbash Esther Malkus, but coming by Hatar Bishamela. The Chazal said, Malchus Beruach HaKedesh. She was inspired. Not beautiful. Not beautiful at all. She was inspired. Inspiration. She was exalted. She was ecstatic. And the ecstasy
haben wir die.
Und in Dominion regelt haben wir die, wenn der Erd, die Fiete Traumann in der Asche herrscht, der Ruhe Hakidisch, wo sind ja beide in der Asche. That is interesting, I'm carrying on, is the following observation. When Ahasuerus met her the first time, the Megillah tells us, by Yea and Melech, Esther, the Kol HaRachim. Right? By Diso Chet Chim Chesed, the Son of Nikolas. Apparently, there was a dual aspect in the choice of Esther as the queen. There was sense of a law, right? Plain mundane common law, which was precipitated by Esther Hook's physical beauty. Second, Ahasuerus, in spite of the fact that he was a masturbation, but he was self-deceived. Ahasuerus was also fascinated by something mysterious, which he could not guess, by the inner strength, by faith. By Yea and Melech Esther from the Kolamash. This is wrong. She was good looking, he loved her. Secondly, he felt an instinctively, intuitively. It's not the other America. Ahasuerus was the time to walk, but then he was so well. And he was so well. But he's a chayim mufesed. Doesn't that he's a chayim mufesed? When he was in her presence, he himself was better. He felt that he himself, that his own being is more exalted, is enhanced, is elevated to greater height. Sometimes he will come into the presence of a great man, whom he admires to fear. Yes. So it's not only you admiring, you feel that he radiates beauty upon you. What did the Almighty say to Moshe when the 70 people had to be appointed as judges? They were Tzalton Mino Ruach Hashem Olecho. The spirit, thy spirit will, I'll emanate thy spirit, and thy spirit will be conferred upon thee. They'll feel different. They'll feel cleaner. They'll feel their life become more meaningful in thy presence. But their minds will become brighter. Somehow you overpower them. You take them out of the depth of God, because simplicity. And you make them tall, to be in height. The mere presence of a person can accomplish it. But this of him, what do you mean by he ate it, this of him, by he ate it, I shall have seen it. Whoever met him felt better. Felt better. Whoever saw him felt as if he himself had been in the edible. Whoever was in his presence felt as if his own, felt better. Whoever saw him felt as if he himself had been in the edible. Whoever was in his presence felt as if his own meaning, his own life, modeling. That's what Ahasuerus said. But it's a thing to have it. We call it true. However, Ahasuerus ignored it. This element, when he chose her to appoint duty, in the same fashion as he selected the once upon a time, Vashti, that's why I'm here with Tachas Vashti. For the time being, it was the second person. Vishnu was beautiful, the rest was beautiful. He felt that there is something to actually trust in, there's no one else has. But, Brawler, the story again, I thought it was the whole story, forget about it. So, Vayan was here at that first. Yet, something in her intrigued him. He wanted to find out who she is and where she is from. He kept on asking, inquiring, what? Where is she from? He did an extra example, there's no other. This boy was obsessed that apparently she's not a Persian, nor is she from Godai, nor is she from the Gentile nation. That's why he told him she comes from. From the strange land, which was already known by its uniqueness at that time, he went to Judea, which the grandfather of Vashti had conquered. He felt that he wanted that mission on her part. She refused that meat. She refused that meat. The Ahasuerus forgot about it. Esther refused to betray her people. They were her origin. The king tried hard to find out the secret, not to fail. She was, and at the same time she was not a success of the master. She was singular, distinct. She radiated serenity, peace, certain clearness of the spirit, power and kindness. Probably what happened. Then she appeared in the king, in the court, in the inner court. So what did Apostle say? She can succeed. Now you must receive a tool to set some out. But David has now been a miller of minutes. He was on the throne. On the throne. He was king. Nobody else. And he was dressed in the royal garment. With the scepter in his hand. And this was a symbol of power. Of kingship. You see, Ahasuerus, when he was sitting on his throne, he considered himself the greatest of all kings. The king of kings. And he was such a moon. He admired himself. And he created a lawyer. If Esther and Malcolm were really not there, so why did not Malcolm ever serve? And he created a lawyer of Esther. He was a leader, he was very strange. And he said, I'm never. And Esther is surely the daughter of the Jordan. But he called Esther. But this generation is showing. What is missing here? Something is missing. What is missing? They oppose the king of kings. What they are supposed to do? Prostrate themselves. But to do it the wrong one. Later she did it over this house. Forgive that person. She walked over to him, prayed. If she were the equal of the king, the prince is superior, and just touch formally, she touched the tip of the scepter, there's something young there. Something young that happened. It's a very strange thing happened. And you know what I'm doing? Now I'm going to have to come over. What is your legacy worth? I really should address himself to Esther. There's your legacy. How did you treat your new wife? She acted like my place. Where are the poor of the Christian? Shall we not have a spirit in that meat? anderen Onkel?
Der niedere für ihn. Mal auch jetzt über den Mauch und Papa Kassette hin. Und das ist ein jener Kassiermauch und das ist ein jener Kassiermauch. Weiher! Ich komme hier ein Lied vom Partner auf mein. Ich sehe den Mauch. Kassette, ich sehe den Mauch. Aufgewacht zu ihm, aufzuhören. Kassette hat mich jetzt auch im Blick hier. Mit Snow und Kulem. Das ist ein schwerer Schwung, ein Adress ist er. Er möchte sie, und sie genau ein Null. Mit dem Buch ist nach dem Hof, der Buch ist mein. Hat Hatschia Markus gefehlt. Und interessant ist, hat Hatschia Markus gefehlt. Die, die Repeater sind halt hier. The first day after the Nahrat und nicht der Jahr in Masche los, dass man sagt, hat der Markus gezählt, und den second day also, wenn ihr noch mal noch mal erzählt, wenn ihr auch veradresst der Masche los, der Chester am Markus, dann hat der Markus gezählt. Das ist streng lang nicht, was das Kind ist. Das ist die Skala, wenn Esther abhielt, Esther der 72 Uhr auf Herz, bevor ihnen wieder kommt. Das ist die Skala. Die Skala, die Esther, which is not raining instead of us, is the queen instead of us. So, last and last, the last thing, son-in-law, is a different person. She is queen not because he put the guest about her on her head. She is queen because the queen she knows from within her. Whether she is the servant or the actual queen, whether she resides in the house, or she resides in the world, she remains the queen. And that, and the mouth of the Lord is after him, and after her. And you can read, I never had said there, not so hate the hero. She struck him with her inner strength. She overpowered the stupidity, the insensitivity, the tyranny in him. She overwhelmed him. And finally, The flesh. He saw light. She is the queen. That's why she won the battle. Thank you. Aber damit, der Mensch kommt mit sich Frau weg. Mein Gott ist nur das. Die Mensch kommt mit sich Frau weg. Von dem Weg an die Tür, die Tür wurde zu mir. Das war gar nicht ohne die Tür, aber ich kann nicht auch über die Treppe. Ich war die Treppe, wenn die Tür schon nach dir mit von Ferro. Es ist wie die Independence. Das ist ja ein Weg von die Vorwahl. Andere Tagier, Iowa. Mein Essen. Und ich kenne mich, der Tor. Und ich hab's immer gesagt. Der Tor war mir eine Zeit, to enjoy the work of my work, to enjoy, whatever I produce. Oh, of course, I cannot demand everything. Who can pay? Could Germany pay the Jews? We all have to speak about reparations. Could Germany pay the Jews? For all the damages, for all the evil in the speaking upon the Jews? In the course of several years, they couldn't pay. They couldn't pay everything. But there was a total payment. The reparations are a total payment. This is exactly what the Jew was supposed to ask from the Egyptian. Every slave from his master. Every woman slave from her father, from her mistress. There was no slavery. We are free people. Peace. We want to be compensated for the work we need for this. Because all they have enriched the country, they've cultivated the land, they built the fortresses, storage houses, they developed the economy, they raised the cattle, they did everything possible. Jesus continued to enjoy prosperity because labor did not cost. Wherever there is free labor, there is all this prosperity. Why is the whole world, the United States, in trouble? England is in trouble, and America is bankrupt. Germany is almost in trouble. More prosperous, more beneficial, and so forth. Everyone, every democracy in the United States, in the world, the best of half the world, is in trouble. China is not in trouble, Russia is not in trouble. Why is it? Because it's a slave society after a crisis. So let the juniors lower the wages. Let the juniors lower the wages. Not making any demand upon the upon industry and all problems that is over. The trouble is the free society. Free society is a competitive society. So free society and the class wants to improve its status without taking into consideration. I mean, the future of the land, I mean, and the well-being of the community, every class is competitive. So that's why there's competition. The competitive society, there's crisis. I mean, there are ups and downs. I mean, however, in slave society, it is for better reasons than it was in slave society. For a period of hundreds of years, it's brought to the Egyptian economy. It's almost impossible. It's impossible to figure out how much money the Hebrews brought in the Egyptians, how much money the Egyptians owed the Hebrews. And guess this sum? Now, on the 16th night of Nisan, Pharaoh demanded the Jews leave Egypt immediately, since the presence of the slaves, and the Pharaoh is the very most common, is responsible for a pronounced, inimitable, horrible plague of iodine. Is the Jews at last, I mean, pay your attention, is the Jews at last, Egypt immediately, in the Jews that went to end, in the end, immediately, without extracting even a token payment from their former master, for their and the rest of Israel, And without even receiving the presence from the master, we exploited those great Muhammad Zakir. If they blessed like that, that's the end. Then history will have recorded that the Jews were driven out by the Pope. So they happy when you push me there. They said the Jews were lepers. And they have contaminated the prayer of the Christ. And the Bible of the prayer went up north. The prayer of the Christ is terrible in order to get rid of the plague, of the disease. With the prayer of the Christ, they had to drive the lepers out of Egypt. It's one story which people of the antiquity believe. Later, this story was replaced to the northern story. And they just killed Christ. The same type of story. The anti-Semites are being circulated. In antiquity, the story was that the Jews did not believe the Christ was down. They were driven out of the Christ. They contaminated everybody, I mean, and that's why it's all the mouth. I don't want to spend too much time interpreting that. But what I want to say, and history would have taken, would have accepted this story. But what refused this story, is the fact that the Jews did not leave Egypt until then. He left Egypt, and his time, he received payment of token payment of token compensation for his work. In order to convince Pharaoh that he does not deal with limited future, but these unique people, the redemption had to be delayed for a while. Negotiations were inevitable, initiated. The longer they negotiated, the more enhanced became their prestige. And at the conclusion of the interim period of negotiation, Mitzrayim, Pharaoh was convinced, and his servants were convinced, that the Jewish people belong to some unique race. They have dignity and they have faith. That is what a prophet says. If he did not hear the freedom, then Mitzrayim, and the prophet said, Kamish Meshe, God away the earth to try him. The name is Abdi-Fari, who they all righted there. It was not only the prestige, I mean, the people somehow restored their prestige. Yes, but Meshe, the time considered an extremely great man.